This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. As you know, if you followed this program or any other news program in the past several days, Congress is about to consider massive legislation designed to help rescue the beleaguered U.S. auto industry. Most estimates say the legislation would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 billion. But is it a good idea? What do the American consumers think? Well, that's what pollster Peter Hart tried to find out. He is chairman of Peter Hart Research Associates, and he joins me now to talk about his fresh numbers. And Peter, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Right now, people have an idea that the economy is in bad shape. We've been hearing about it for months, and especially ever since the collapse of Lehman Brothers, the rescuing of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the $700 billion bailout package. At that point, the automotive industry wasn't the focal point of this, but it certainly is as we enter this lame duck session of Congress. What is the perception of the American people about just how serious the situation is in Detroit?
It's gravely serious, and the public really gets it. As important as anything else, the election work that we did showed that the public wanted change, and what they cared about most was the economy. And here we are 10 days later, and when we asked the American public, we did a cross-section of 804 interviews, what we found out is by a wide 55 to 30 margin, the American public was in favor of having the government provide loans to the American automobile manufacturers, so indeed they could manufacture vehicles.
In terms of what their opinion of the industry is, in terms of the thinking the manufacturing sector is in trouble, 90% think it's at least in quite a bit of danger, and 58% think a great deal of danger. What do they see as the benefit of the rescue package, if you got into it to that much detail? Why do they believe that kind of government money is the right way to deal with this problem?
I think as much as anything is the fear, scare, uncertainty that people have that if you lost the American manufacturer autos industry, essentially what you would lose is the heart of manufacturing. And they believe that that means the country could slip from a recession into a depression. We're talking about 5 million jobs, and the public says, too big, too important. We've got to do something. Again, the election was about change, and the change, I think, is to strengthen the economy, and they see the autos as the center part of that.
And as you point out, you had a scale of 1 to 10 with the folks when you asked them about different aspects of what this legislation could achieve, or just the idea of saving the auto industry itself. Protecting American jobs and keeping us out of a depression seem to be right there at the top.
Without a doubt, because they see that very central. But the other thing that's so important here is I think it has to do with the American psyche. And when we talk about the auto industry, it really reflects about how well the country is doing. And the public tells us in a positive vein that if the auto industry can come back, that I think that's an important message for America. So I think they're sending a pretty direct message to Congress, and they may be debating it back and forth, but if they listen to the election results and, more importantly, listen to what the public is saying through this poll, I think it becomes an easy vote rather than a difficult vote.
Peter, and as far as the particular remedy at play here, do you get the sense that folks are generally comfortable or generally uncomfortable with the type of government intervention they've seen over the past couple of months? Or is it a situation where this situation has gotten so bad there's really nothing else we can do at this point?
Well, they'd obviously prefer to be able to say all of our industries were healthy and in good shape. It's not, and the question is not to go back and question how we got here. The question is, what do we do now? And I think from that point of view, the public is saying this is the right step at the right time. And indeed, when we asked a question about President-elect Obama, the public said 65% of them, basically, I back his desire to make it priority number one to make the auto industry sound and whole again.
Peter, you also had an interesting question on this survey, not only people's attitudes on saving the domestic auto industry, but making it much more personal, the type of car they drive and the brand of car they drive. What struck you on those questions?
Well, what was fascinating, Greg, here is that it didn't make any difference if you were driving a domestic vehicle or an import vehicle. In both cases, you said, let's help the American automobile manufacturers. So I was surprised that we had as much support from the International Import Group, but clearly they see it again as something that's important in choice, but more important in terms of where this country goes and how we get through this.
Peter, do you sense any breakdown on region? Obviously, the Rust Belt would be most affected by this, but as we've discussed in this interview and other interviews on the program, it goes much deeper than just the companies and who works for them. It affects suppliers. It affects, as you mentioned, potentially the national psyche. So did you sense any sort of regional breakdown, or is the concern pretty much across the board nationwide?
It was fascinating. It is indeed nationwide. I really expected that you'd see, as you do on some surveys, different regional breakdowns. Here, the obviously Midwest, very much in favor of it, but it wasn't diminished in the South or East or West.
As we exit here, Peter, real quickly, do you get the sense that these numbers are even more decisive than you expected going in? And if so, how do you expect that to impact lawmakers?
Well, they certainly turned out very one-sided. I was surprised because it's a straight-up survey. And from my point of view, I think if the lawmakers listen to this and understand, they can read the tea leaves from the election and these results, and it makes an easy vote.
Peter, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Great. Thanks, Greg.
Peter Hart is chairman of Peter Hart Research Associates. This is Dateline Washington.